Not enough jurors showed up for a trial the week of March 25th that some fear could have significant implications for avalanche safety in the region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The case involves two Colorado snowboarders who triggered and then reported an avalanche. The prosecutors are charging the boarders with misdemeanor reckless endangerment and asking for $168,000 in damages after the snow destroyed an avalanche mitigation device and covered a service road.
We would like to be able to present the evidence that we have, that we've been prepared to present.
That's Summit County District Attorney Heidi McCollum. She's frustrated by what she calls a serious delay of justice.
It's disappointing, to say the least. I think most people in this country might not know, but jury service is the only civic duty we have in this country. Everything else is a choice for us.
The trial is expected to include video evidence that the men voluntarily gave to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center after the incident. Several backcountry enthusiasts are concerned this case could create a chilling effect. People might not report avalanches. The trial has been rescheduled for June. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.